Welcome to the Better Than Best Academy, where creativity and personal development collide. If you're looking for content that will help you rediscover your true self and step into your calling, then look no further. Welcome home. And if you aren't already subscribed, then take the 2 seconds now and do that. But with all that said, today's guest helps women leverage their story and life experience to build a six-figure speaking and coaching business. She's also the founder of the Woman to Woman Network. Her name is Suzanne Peters, and it's great to finally meet you, Susan. And I would love to start our conversation today with this question. What would make today's conversation extraordinary?
Well, first of all, simply being here is extraordinary because your energy, it's so magnetic. I love it. So I'm happy to be here. Second of all, what would make today's conversation extraordinary is for whoever listening out there. I know there's always that one person that is listening at the right time who is going to say, you know what? I want to do that. I have a powerful story and I really want to share it. And I hope this gives them what they need for them to take that actual step to actually turn their pain into their purpose and do something with their life experiences that can empower others.
Man. Already off to a great start. I love that. Yeah, and that's definitely what I feel like we're going to do in today's conversation. But I want to ask you this next question. And I love that. So we literally just met. For those that are listening, like we connected through another person connected us through email. And here we are on a Zoom call. So I would love to just kind of for you to tell me and my audience a little bit about yourself. Who is Susan?
Well, Suzanne Peters is originally from the beautiful Caribbean island of Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, I said my accent is beautiful. Like everyone else, I had my own life experiences and my journey was a journey of failure. I failed in every way possible, so much so that I left my good job in the insurance industry. I was an accounts officer in one of the largest insurance companies in my country. I left my good job because I had this bright idea that I wanted to be a business owner. I left my job, started my business. I started a vehicle import business. And at first, of course, it started off good because I thought I knew what I was doing. But in no time at all, my business ran right into the ground. I lost everything. I lost all my savings, all my money. My vehicle was repossessed. Things got so bad that I got an eviction notice on my door. And hitting rock bottom, you can really feel like you are in a hopeless place. Like you have no one to turn to for help. And I got to the point where I really wanted to take my life. And it was through hearing someone's story over YouTube that inspired me to ask the question, wait a minute, if other people can do this, so can I. And that's when I started my journey of becoming the Susan you see today. I dove headfirst into the personal development field, the personal development industry, and I kept working on myself and I haven't looked back since. So the Susan you see today, it was born out of failure. My failure became one of my superpowers. It was born of challenges, crying, ready to give up. So I'm one of those persons who practice what I preach. That's who Suzanne Peters is. Did I answer your question or did I stream? Because I got a bit confused after the disconnection and coming back.
No, that's exactly, that was beautifully said. Very, very well said. I'm already intrigued. You started a business and essentially that business completely tanked and you found yourself literally at the lowest of lows to the point where you wanted to take your life. But then you said that you heard a story and that story inspired you to keep going. Is that right? I'd love for you to just kind of elaborate a little bit more on that. Like, what was it like if you could go back to that space where you were like, right on the edge of wanting to end it all because you stepped out on this great career, or at least you thought this great path would happen, and that you were faced with such great failure, you were like, oh no, this is it for me. What was that story? And I feel like it happened at just the right time, but I'd love for you to, I won't say too much because I want to hear your side of it. It's so interesting.
Well, Ren, I think the last straw for me was when I came home one day and there was an eviction notice on my door of my apartment. And I can remember just walking into my apartment and just collapsing on the floor and just starting to cry because now I was like, okay, now I'm going to get put out. What am I going to do? What is really going on? And as I sat there, I don't know if you do this, but it's something I do all the time, or I used to do all the time, I should say. I used to take up my phone and I would put on some really depressing music. Like, that was just in me. Whenever I'm feeling down, I would listen to some really depressing music. And of course, it didn't make me feel any better. So while I was sitting there on the cold white tile on my living room floor, I got this bright idea. You know what? I'm going to take my life. I'm just going to end it because I'm not serving any purpose in the world. Nobody cares about me. I have no friends. I just don't want to be here anymore. And I remember getting up and literally starting to search my apartment looking for pills. And it was strange that I couldn't find any because I'm one of those person who always had pills. Like, seriously, I always had. But I couldn't find any. Then I remember walking into the kitchen and looking under the kitchen cupboard and there was a bottle of bleach. And I was saying, I wonder if this bleach would kill me or if it would just damage me. Because it killed me, then I would have accomplished my goal, which would have been fine. But if it damaged me, then I would have to live with other people knowing that I tried to take my life. And for me, that was just way too much embarrassment. I was already way through enough. I didn't want to add to it. And to me, looking back now, it's like, really? Is that the only reason you didn't drink the bleach? But yeah, it was. But I went back and I sat on the floor just there. Now, my phone, on the other hand, what I didn't tell you, it was connected to my neighbor's Wi-Fi. And you know how that can be at times. So it was going in and out and in and out. And that was only adding to my frustration. But this time when it came back in, Les Brown was on the line. And I heard Les Brown say, "You have greatness within you."
Come on.
Now, can you imagine me sitting there on this cool tile? And I'm like, I tell you, I literally starting to laugh out loud. You would have sworn somebody was tickling me. I laughed. But then soon after that, laughter turned into tears. Because now I started to pay attention to what he was saying. And I can remember at one point in time when what he was talking about, the things he was saying, was actually what I wanted for my life. But sitting there looking back, I'm like, wow, I really messed up. I wonder if I can change things. And it's so funny. To me, it's like, my prayers got answered just at the right time. But I didn't even know that's what I really wanted. So after Les Brown went off the line, Lisa Nichols came on. And there were so many people, one after the other. I even listened to The Secret. And spent that entire night listening to one story after to the next of people who came back from the brewing, people who overcame what they thought would have destroyed them. Now, needless to say, by the time morning came, I wasn't thinking of in my life anymore. Instead, I got down on my knees and I thanked God for not allowing me to do what I wanted to do to myself. And I promised him on that day that I would do whatever it takes. I would figure it out. And when I figured it out, then I would start to share my story and I would help other people overcome their challenges. But can you believe this, Red?
Yeah.
When I walked into my room, there was a bottle of pills right on my dresser.
Crazy. Crazy.
Exactly. And that is, to me, the only reason I'm still here today. I would not have been.
Come on.
This is me keeping my promise that I made on that day and walking boldly my purpose.
Wow. Already, what a great story. First off, thank you for sharing your story. And thank you, Jesus, for that divine intervention. And something I find so interesting is like the way you open that with that idea of I'm sure there might even be someone listening at home. They may be exactly in that spot now. And they thought about turning on the music that only would make that depression worse. That only would, they would only be wallowing in all their self-pity. But I hope this finds them. And I feel like it's going to find them, because I believe that God is going to use your story, going to use this podcast to touch some lives right now. And what a story. And also, I love that it was Les Brown. Les Brown is such a legend. I actually got a beautiful opportunity in my former job when I was video editing for a successful YouTube like ministry. She actually had Les Brown as a guest speaker at one of her events. So I got to meet Les Brown. It was such a crazy moment. So like, it's crazy to hear that, because man, he is such a powerhouse of motivation and encouragement. But also what I hear in this story is so many times we get onto these podcasts or we put out this content. I know a lot of people that listen to my content, maybe they're content creators, maybe they're artists or musicians themselves that are making that positive content. And it's very easy when you don't see in front of you the impact you're making. But I just want to encourage those people at home. And I want to encourage you that when we get into those spaces of not seeing the fruit of it that we would hope to see, that you never know who's going to be listening. There might be another Suzanne out there and your content somehow comes up, because I mean, I believe that, you know, God's in all of the details. He might pull up the right clip at the right time. And I just think it's beautiful that that's that encouragement, because that encouraged me, because there's so many times I'm making these podcasts, making these TikToks, whatever they may be. And it's like, what am I doing this for? I'm not seeing any of these results, but I know there's someone out there, even if it's one person like Susan, because now Susan then changed her life and now she's inspiring other people. But wow, that's such a great story. And I love that that's where we started.
You know what I have to tell you, because since you got the pleasure to meet Les Brown, I had the pleasure of meeting him earlier this year, and I got to tell him my story and thank you.
I love that. You know that made his day.
Yeah, it did. He walked up to me, he hugged me, and we took a photo together. It was so amazing.
I love that. That's so cool. So I'm curious, as someone that's diving now into this personal development space, what is that legacy you want to leave now?
I want to leave, and this is one of the reasons why I'm actually building my academy. I want to leave a legacy that isn't just a foundation where people are just being empowered, being inspired, and they're coming to conferences, meeting other women, and then leaving. I don't want to leave it as just that. I want to build a legacy that is not just a foundation, a stepping stone for women, but one for them to come on board and build their own legacies, where they can see the importance of using everything they have to offer this world, their experiences, their knowledge, everything you have been through up until this point is something that someone else needs. I want to show as much women as possible that. And then what I'm doing is showing them how they can pull those resources out of themselves, out of their stories, out of their experiences, and package that in ways that other people will be able to relate and understand exactly what they are going through and how they can benefit from learning from each other. So they too can now do exactly what I'm doing. Decide, okay, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to empower, and it's a constant cycle. So even if people don't remember my name, I want to know that I made such a big impact in the world, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about the impact you're making in the world. That is what I believe. So I want to make sure that I make such a big impact that even if someone thinks about giving up, they're going to be like, no, I heard that story. I heard that message. I can't give up. I have to keep going, because there's someone else out there that needs me. That needs what I have to offer. And it's going to be a constant cycle. I pray that it never ends.
For sure. I love that. I love that I get to do this show, because I get to hear stories like this and I get to hear the impact people are making and just experience that energy and that passion. As you're telling that, it's so cool to to witness and be a part of. And I'm curious. I mean, I could ask that question, but I'm curious. So obviously, as you've been in this journey for quite a while now, what do you do on those days? Because obviously we're human. And even despite being these people that help other people, sometimes we ourselves forget to help ourselves. I'm curious on those days now, currently, if you get into that space of just getting frustrated, maybe that something's not going the way that's planned, what is one practical thing you're doing now to kind of shift out of that negative thinking and mindset?
Hey, I just wanted to pause here and give you the opportunity to either apply to be a guest on this show or give you the opportunity to work with me as your coach. To do that, you will find either of those links in the description that'll say either be a guest on the show or book a free 30-minute Zoom discovery call. Each path will get you headed towards living your most creative and fulfilled life as you learn to live better than best. All right, now back to today's conversation.
What is one practical thing you're doing now to kind of shift out of that negative thinking and mindset?
I would get into this space all on my own and convince myself, Susan, who do you think you are? You are just some little Caribbean girl. What made you think you can make a big impact in the world? You come from a tiny island, not even a pinch on the U.S. You know, so whenever I sort of feel discouraged, that is one of the first things I do. But one thing I do every day also is journal. And what I've noticed is since I've developed a routine, I don't have those down days very often. Like for me to have a down day now, it would actually have to be something from my personal life or some of my family or someone close to me that has a direct contact. Outside of that, I think I do pretty well right now. And that comes from doing it consistently, practicing. You see, if I stop, if I let up, if I stop journaling or if I stop listening to the right content or reading the right books, that things are really, really going to get back.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that for a fact.
For sure. I can totally relate. It's definitely those routines that become non-negotiable. It's the feeding yourself with the right content. And it goes back to that. It's down to even like they've done psychological studies on the fact that if we can change our emotional state, then we can change our physical and our mental state. And a lot of people don't get that. And even thinking back to your story, so you go back to that moment and you first had that music on, and the music was a state that amplified what you already felt, which was negative. And then by the grace of God, the opposite happened. And when that came into the atmosphere and you changed your state, then it completely changed you out of making that decision. And I always encourage my coaching clients as well, that like if you can change your state, you can change your life. Because a lot of times when we're in this really sad, dark, emotional place, you will see it physically. You'll end up seeing someone kind of hunched over. When someone feels that imposter syndrome, when someone feels that lack of confidence, they're not chest out, you know, bold and crazy energetic. They're probably closed in. But if you're listening to this at home and maybe you're feeling in this space of being self-doubt or imposter syndrome, I want you to try this. I want you to take a moment, take a deep breath, lift your head up high, put your shoulders back, and realize that you are fully capable to change, just like that. And it's just like that. And then listening, and then the second thing I would do is encourage you to subscribe to me or people like Susan or get some one-on-one coaching so you can get those opportunities to be surrounded by that. Because if you're constantly making that a routine, then it's like Susan said, like those days don't come so often anymore. Cause we put it into practice. And it's amazing. It's like the compound effect, I feel like, too. Cause like the more that you stack it on itself, then it just oozes out of you. But oh, I love that idea so much. But I'm curious. Yeah, go, what's that?
I have to add to what you just
yes,
said.
Yes, go ahead.
No matter what you are going through, there's always someone who can help you.
Yes.
There's no need to waste time, energy, and resources trying to figure it out on your own.
Come on.
Best thing for you to do? No, I'm not saying me. Here's Red. And even if you don't know, we can't help you. There are other people yes. that even if Red would be able to refer you to. Find someone who can help you get to where you want to be. Don't waste time just going through the motion, trying to figure it out on your own.
Come on. That's so good. And I agree. And I think that's what's tough about, and I mean, I'm sure you probably experience it. Being in this industry now, there's more coaches than ever because it's so easy for someone to just choose to be a coach. And you really have to be careful, obviously, because some people aren't there for the best interest. But I love what you said there, because a lot of people won't catch that, is you didn't just say, buy my course, buy my coaching, buy, or even point them to me. You said, we will find someone that works for you. Because like a lot of people don't realize that. And I would say that's the biggest indicator if you're out there trying to look for a mentor, look for a coach, is find someone that's so willing to find you help regardless if it's them or not. And I think that's so crucial. But yeah, and it's so easy too. I feel like we as maybe entrepreneurs, maybe high performers, we almost have to die the pride and the ego and be like, no, I really do need help. And I'll encourage you again, just like she did, get a coach, get a mentor, because you will go further faster. But huh? if you want to just sit around and try and spin your wheels and do this alone, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to get burnt out.
It's time.
And you're going to waste time. Oh, that's such a good point. I'm so glad that you added that, because I think it's so important. And I feel like, I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, but I know someone listening at home, it's having that light bulb moment that, okay, I can let go of my ego, let go of my pride, and really get some help to get to where I want to go. Because it's so crucial. So crucial.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
So good. So I'm curious. I like this next question, because I feel like while we get into these spaces and people see all that we're doing, it's very easy for someone that doesn't have a direct connection to almost misunderstand us in a way. So I'm curious, what do you think, what do people misunderstand about you?
Let me start from this. And sees me somewhere that doesn't know me, my face is serious, because I mean, no one just goes around like this walking in the streets, right? But I have had people tell me they saw me in such and such store, or they saw me walking in the street, and I looked so serious. They didn't know if I was upset, so they didn't call out to me. I'm like, really? No, that's never the case. I mean, chances are when you saw me, my mind was probably somewhere else. I was thinking about this, thinking about that, wondering what to do for this. I need to get this graphic up, that project coming up. You know, as the next time you see me, and you will feel free to call me out. I will never pass you straight if I see you. So, okay. That is one thing people always misunderstand about me. The other thing is because I'm from the Caribbean, everybody seems to think I like to cook. I don't like to cook.
Oh, man.
Seriously. No, I'm not saying I can. I can cook very well. Although I'm the eldest of four girls, I grew up in the kitchen. But that doesn't mean I like to cook. But there's always someone, oh, you're from the Caribbean. You can cook. Can you cook roti? Can you cook this? When can I cook?
That's so funny. I love that.
I'll be honest. Those are some of the biggest misunderstandings I get. But when you talk about misunderstandings from a business standpoint, because of the different things that I'm into, people always assume, oh, she's a life coach.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a life coach. And there are many different type of coaches. Not everyone has to be a life coach, you know? So yes, personal development is a part of, oh, I think it should be a part of what every coach does, but no, I'm not a life coach. And if I had to put an actual name to what I do, I would say I'm a story-based, because I make sure people are teaching what they know and what they've been through, not things they heard about or things they saw other people do. Which is what a lot of coaches now are doing. I'm sure you probably know that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Again, I feel like we're right on the same page. To circle back to the first misunderstanding, I agree. If people see me on the streets and like I probably have the straightest, probably scariest face because I'm so determined and like you don't even know what's going on in my head. I've got like 5 scripts I'm writing, 4 things, like they don't get it. But then again, yeah, that whole life coach thing. Again, I hate that, like, it's great that it's being more accessible. Like, people are more understanding of coaching. But again, but with that, there's the flip side. Then they're like, oh, you're just this generic rah-rah, this is how it's going to be. But I always try to say it like it's tailor-made to the client in front of me. And that's what's so hard. And I think, I'm sure you probably go through the same thing even with some of your clients. It's this idea of before they become clients and even in the messaging, is it's really hard to explain what we do sometimes because it's like you have to experience it. And if you're like going the normal marketing sales route of things and you're like, you have your outcomes and all this stuff. Yes, you will get outcomes when you work with probably either one of us. But I love the way you put that you are on the story and it's so much more than just life coaching. It's finding what that life experience is for you. And how that can help others. And I think that's so crucial. But yeah, I love that answer. And I agree. I get very frustrated when people are like, oh, you're just a life coach? That's cool. And I'm like, you don't even understand. How about you come sit in my chair for a minute and let's really see what we can do.
That's why I don't ever say business coach. Don't ever say that because people automatically think, okay, she's a business coach. No. When someone asks me what I do, I say my entire intro statement. Seriously, I don't care where I am. You better not ask me what I do if you don't want to hear it. When it's less than 30 seconds, but I say it everywhere. I went to a brunch the other day with a friend, a girlfriend brunch, and there were a couple of other people there. It was about 8 of us. And each of us was just introducing ourselves, you know, saying what we do. I couldn't just stand and say, hi, I'm Suzanne Peters. I'm a business coach. Hell no. Rough. I had to give them the entire clip so they understood clearly. And so far, I got 2 bookings just from that small get together.
There you go. Because it's what sets you apart. And I think that can be a practical tip for those listening at home that aren't coaches, but maybe they're artists or something. When you're able to accurately articulate your story, in a way and how it's going to impact the people that you plan to impact, then they can't help but be intrigued. Like I was a rapper for 10 years and then I was a video editor and like now I help creative people get out of their own way. But ultimately I help them rediscover who they were called to be and created to be and then step into that purpose. And like, and at face value, they're like, oh, you're a life coach. I'm like, no, listen. I always use the story like the sculpture, like Michelangelo sculpted the sculpture of David. And so he took this huge block of marble and chiseled away. Boom. There was this beautiful masterpiece. And someone asked him, how did you turn a block of rock into a masterpiece? And he said, it's simple. I just chiseled away the things that weren't David. And I feel like in our lives, we're chiseling away the things that aren't us. Because society, maybe our parents or friends or school, whatever happens, has told this story to us. And if we can go back all those layers and ask ourselves, who are we really? Outside of what we do, outside of what people have told us we are, if we can find out who we are really, then we're able to step into the life, into the purpose, into the calling. That's a little bit of what I do, but I think it's so, so important for people to understand that.
It's like it took me deep there,
and it's so funny because so many people they're this thinking that's going to be like this crazy like copy paste formula and method. And yes, there are formulas and methods that help, but I feel like it's so like that's what sets us real coaches apart. You know, is like we can have that moment to really sit down with someone and be present. Like we put away all the distractions. Like, yeah, we might have a schedule of lists or questions that we could go in, but we read the person in front of us. We see between the lines.
For that person.
Yes. And I think that's so important. And I love to hear another coach doing that. And I think that's great. And like you said, we're more than just coaches, but it's so cool. I love that. I love that so much. Yeah, I get so excited. I could talk about this all day, but I want to pause for a second here while we're still in this space. And I like to give my audience the opportunity to connect with the guests that I have on. So I'd love to ask you to just take a second and maybe share a little bit of like where they can find you on social, or if you have a specific website. I know I'll have those links in the description, but it's always great because sometimes people are listening driving. They might be like, okay, I need to hear. So if you could take a few minutes and just kind of share where people can find you to stay connected with your content.
Thank you. Okay, so I am going to make this so simple for all you listeners out there. I'm just going to give you one place where you can find me. And this is intentional because I don't want to confuse anyone. And I want to make sure that you can remember it even if you get it once. Just go to Instagram. The Woman to Woman Coach. The Woman to Woman Coach. Once you get there, you can follow me. You can click on my link and you can access everything. And plus, I post content regular. I'm always posting what's going on, what I'm doing, where I'm going, who is invited. You can stay updated with everything that's going on right there. And you'll get information about everything else, even stuff outside of my organization right here. So go to Instagram at the Woman to Woman Coach. And I look forward to connecting with you.
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. I also like to ask, because I do all these questions and I ask all the questions for people. So I like to give the opportunity of if I missed anything or if you have any questions for me.
So far, these questions and everything were great. And I think everything here was done with intention and purpose. And I believe that it's going to connect with the people out there that it needs to connect to. So no, I have absolutely nothing to add. Red, I am impressed. No, I have to say, I've been on a lot of podcasts, but you are just different. Your energy, I can feel how genuine you are, everything. I am just enjoying this. I wish they'd found me sooner.
I appreciate that. I always appreciate the kind words, and I'm so glad. Yeah, I've really been priding myself on being different and asking right questions and just having the right conversations. So I do appreciate you for taking the time. Now, before we wrap up, I like to end with this one question. But again, thank you so much for being on the show. And I like to set up this last question. So imagine this, you're at the end of your life and you've lived all the great, great things you want to do. You accomplished all the great things and you're on your deathbed, or I mean, maybe not a bed if you plan to live and go skydiving for the last time. I don't know. I know everybody's end of their life looks different, but you're at the end of your life. You're surrounded by all the people that you love. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for a life well lived. I want my family, whoever is wrong in my bed, to be talking about, Susan was so vibrant. Did you know she went to Rome? Did you know she did this in Thailand? Can you believe she skydanced 3 times?
Wow, that's crazy. I love it.
I love excitement and everything I do. Yes, I work hard, but I also enjoy my life. I take vacations regular. I make time for my family and friends. I enjoy my life. And I want being surrounded here. I want people to not just talk about my legacy where business is concerned, not just talk about the millions and millions and millions of dollars I left for them. I'm speaking it into existence, right?
Yeah.
But I also want them to just celebrate my life, to just celebrate the things I've done, in lessons I've left them with, so that they can model and live their life in my footsteps. We have one life to live.
Yeah.
Live it with abundance in mind. Do everything. Enjoy it. One life.
Amen. Well, I always like to say this. I like to have the conversation until I think we're full. And I feel like I'm full and satisfied. I know those listening at home, watching at home, are definitely going to get something from it. And you watching and listening at home, be sure to connect with Susan. And if you didn't hear how to find her, it'll be in the description. And if this inspired you, motivated you, because I know it did, then go ahead and take a moment, share it with a friend, share it with a couple friends, because that's the whole goal with this podcast, is to inspire, to motivate you, to continue to live that better than best life. Because like Susan said, we only have this one life to live. And why not live it full out? And wow, it's such a good conversation today, Susan. Any last words before we sign off and I'll stop the recording and we can chat a little bit before we leave?
Just thank you for having me. And thank you to your listeners. Thank you to everyone watching this. I pray that it serves you well. And if at any point in time you do have any questions, I mean, feel free to just DM something. I'll always have an encouraging word for whoever is out there needs it. So God bless you. I wish you all the best.
Love it. See you guys next time.
Thank you so much for watching and listening today. Let's stay connected. You can either click on the video or click that little subscribe button so we can stay connected. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at coach.redwallet to get more consistent encouragement and motivation to live your better than best life.